This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The full 12-person jury in former President Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial has been seated. Six alternates have to be selected before the trial can get underway. Outside of the courtroom in New York City, Trump said the charges against him are, quote, ridiculous.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess. And you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by law. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president. He should be in trial with all the stuff he's done and his family.
Trump is facing 34 felony charges for allegedly falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. Donald Trump's campaign is asking other Republicans for a cut of their fundraising if they use him in their ads. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more on a letter the Trump campaign has sent to other camps.
In the letter, the campaign asks groups that use Trump's name, image, and likeness to send 5% of their fundraising to Trump's joint fundraising committee. The letter adds that campaigns can, of course, send more money. That kind of contribution, quote, will be seen favorably by the RNC and President Trump's campaign and is routinely reported to the highest levels of leadership within both organizations. Campaign spokesperson Danielle Alvarez told NPR that this presents campaigns with a choice: either stop using the former president or give the money and donors' data. She added in a statement that Trump's brand is popular and that, quote, when political campaigns and vendors use it in an unauthorized or unapproved way, it is important to protect small-dollar donors. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Mortgage rates are creeping higher. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the high cost of home loans is weighing on the housing market.
Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average interest rate on a 30-year home loan has topped 7% for the first time this year. That's up from about 6.4% a year ago. Sales of existing homes were down in March, but the average selling price is still high, just over $393,000. The combination of high prices and high borrowing costs is particularly tough on first-time buyers, who often struggle to come up with a down payment. Nevertheless, the share of first-time buyers rose last month, accounting for nearly one out of three homes sold. There are more homes for sale now than there were a year ago, but it's still a seller's market, with most homes selling in less than a month and nearly 30% fetching more than the asking price. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 22 points. This is NPR News in Washington. The Nigerian army says a pregnant woman and her three children have been rescued after she was abducted by extremists a decade ago. She was kidnapped as a schoolgirl in the village of Chibok. The army says Lydia Simon was discovered in Borno State. That's where the 15-year insurgency by Islamist extremists is concentrated. The world's largest democracy, India, will begin holding elections on Friday. NPR's Dia Hadid reports the process will take seven stages over 6 weeks, with nearly a billion people eligible to vote.
Analysts say this election will likely see a third back-to-back term for the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist BJP party. He's wildly popular and he's been furiously campaigning across the country. But observers and opponents of the BJP say this election, while free, is not fair. They include more than 80 former Indian civil servants who wrote to the country's election commission last week against what they said was a disturbing pattern of, quote, witch hunting. That came after the main opposition party said its accounts were temporarily frozen over alleged unpaid tax dues dating back decades. Spokespeople of the BJP insist this is merely the rule of law in action. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Jaipur.
Operations have resumed at the airport in Dubai after heavy rain and flooding forced hundreds of flights to be delayed or canceled. Relentless rain battered the UAE and Oman this week, killing at least 21. It's NPR.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.